a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He's charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. His arraignment has been set for April 28th. In honor of National Child Abuse Prevention Month, a new traveling mural was unveiled today in downtown Montgomery on Clay Street. The nonprofit Embrace Alabama Kids is dedicated to serving Alabama's vulnerable children, youth, and families. With the mural, Mayor Reed, city officials, and local artists are helping to increase awareness of child abuse prevention. The Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System is holding a COVID-19 mass vaccination clinic at the Montgomery Alcazar Shrine on Eastern Boulevard today from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The clinic is for veterans, their caregivers, and veteran spouses who qualify under the Save Lives Act legislation signed by President Biden. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. Reminder, any call can get in on 23 Farm Market gift packet drawing, plus the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing. New gift card on Thursday. Tweak Week on Friday. Let's go to the phone to go to Rodney, who's been patient with me. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Dan and Joey, how y'all fellas doing today?
We're doing good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing fine. The Lord let me open my eyes up again this morning. Evidently, he's got more work for me to do. And I just got to figure out what it is you want me to do, Dan.
There you go, tolling the vineyards.
Guys, look, you know, this conversation's been going on a long time with the popo and all this other stuff. The simple fact of the matter is that people have to understand, no matter if you get your feelings hurt, you don't feel like you did something wrong or whatever, if a police officer pulls you over and tells you to put your hands out the window and you don't put your hands out the window, I mean, as simple as that, you're asking for trouble. I mean, do we have bad cops? Have you ever had a bad girlfriend before? I mean, come on, for real, guys. This is not a situation. But you know what? Everybody wants to make it into a race thing. It's not a race thing. It's human race is the only race. This black and white race thing is the biggest facade, because I don't care if you're white, black, or whatever. If you're a cop and you conduct yourself in the manner that they did with Mr. Floyd, then guess what? You're going to serve the consequences. But all this other stuff, the looting and all this other stuff associated with it, there's got to be a better way to control the situation and not let the thugs come in and cause havoc, which is really taken away from the real serious situation. And this man who did this needs to be prosecuted. Every situation is different. Sometimes there's some situations you look at and they claim it's this way and it was such a bad cop and then it wasn't. And then sometimes you look at things and you see for yourself that this cop is out of his mind. But guys, it doesn't really matter. It's just a matter that when we do see something like this, that we see it for what it is. I've listened to people on the radio show today and I've heard some very honest people talk very honestly about this. And the bottom line is from what I've seen about it, if guy did what he actually happened in that video, then he needs to be held accountable for that, because he killed that man. And that's simple as that. And it has nothing to damn do with if he fell of his scheme. He's a human being, is what he is. And until we get quick with that and the world comes together as a whole, we fight the same battle, because there's people out there And the white folks know it, and the black folks know it too, that people out there that want to turn everything into a race thing and use it in any form or fashion for themselves, politically, any way they can. Don't fall for that, people. We're smarter than that. The Lord gave us common sense. Use it. I agree this man needs to be prosecuted. He needs to be put in jail. I agree with you, Dan. That probably is a similar situation that this guy thought he was coming with the rookie and everything. That's not tolerable. And I don't care who you are. And I don't care what color your skin is. It ain't got no difference to me. But that's just bottom line, Dan. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I tell you, I had a police officer that was talking about the military guy that got pulled over. He said everything those police officers asked him to do was because they're trying to avoid a bad situation where you don't show your hands outside the car and you reach over and pick up a pistol and you shoot the officer over your left shoulder. And so that's, yeah, I mean, you know, that's what they train for.
Now, okay. Now, you see that what you just explained. Now, we're talking about Mr. Floyd one minute, and then we're talking about this here. Where's the outrage for that against these people doing this to our police officers? See, that's what we're missing here. Every time we get this thug cop out there, this rogue person, we're not perfect. Look at the bad ministers we had over the years. Look, we're going to have bad police. We're going to have bad officials. We're going to have bad this and that, guys. I mean, use common sense. This stuff happens. We live in an imperfect world. But When you switch over to a situation like that, then you're looking at this. And where's the outrage saying, well, you know, these thugs out there, and they just gone out there, and they're using examples of what's happening to Mr. Floyd, which is a terrible situation, and they get out there, and they think they don't have to put their hands out the car, and they don't have to do this, and they don't have to do that, and they create situations in all different communities that is not is unnecessary. And a lot of it's going to be their own fault because they shouldn't be out there doing stuff like that. Cops say, put your hands out the window, by dog. You better have them flying like flags. I'm going home to my children. I ain't going to be dumb enough to keep my hands in my lap. You can keep your hands in your lap and you want to play around in your glove box or something, and you get shot, don't come crying to me.
Hey,
people want to go home in the evening. Police want to go home. The soldiers want to go home. The people in the cars want to go home. Put your hands out the window, people.
Don't do anything stupid, and don't get an attitude.
Well, that's right, because once they pull you over, you got to realize that the situation has changed, and now you got to comply, and just comply, and if there's something, you know, most situations, then you know there's a lot of other things you don't hear about. But anyway, guys, just please just remember. I mean, we're all human. Let's have outrage for it all. Everything across the board. We don't want our people dying from no crazy police, and we don't want no crazy people killing our police. Period. End of quote.
Bingo. Rodney, right, as always, thanks for telephone call. Dr. Anthony Harper calling from Washington, D.C. Dr. Harper, how are you today?
I'm very thankful and praying for good health for you, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I appreciate you a lot. And yes, some challenging things here in Washington, D.C., that I have been restricted access. The White House Correspondent Association will not let me into the White House this week. You know, I flew all the way from Idaho, and then they're denying me access. And really, really concerned about this freedom of the press issue. And I do appreciate everyone praying for me to get into the White House.
So what's their excuse of you not being in the White House?
Oh, they say it's because of the lottery that I wasn't on the lottery, but several of my journalist friends here believe that the lottery is rigged in favor of the liberal media.
It'd be great if you could prove that.
Yeah, it would be great if I could prove it. I've reached out to the ACLU to ask for their help today.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah, you know, regarding constitutional freedoms, freedom of the press, they need to be in a wide range of reporters that are in this complaint letter, like myself, this Playboy reporter and a Jewish reporter and many others. So a broad spectrum of reporters, and I appreciate that people keeping me in their prayers, because it's such a challenging time at the White House for, anyone that ask challenging questions, as you know, Dan, is having a problem at the White House.
What is the big issue out there? Is it the border? Is it the Dante Wright story? Is it police brutality? Is it infrastructure? What's the big hubbub up there?
Well, you know, the several issues. The border issue continues to be a problem with Vice President Harris not going to the border, not really, you know. Not.
Well, I understand of about 45 minutes ago, she's going to Guatemala.
Oh, right, yeah. You know, there's not much trust in this leadership on several fronts. It's not transparent in many ways. Of course, Israel is still in the news regarding about this bombing or this thing that happened with the nuclear facility, the Natanz facility in Iran, so suspected to be a cyber attack that the Mossad is involved with. You know, Israel has to defend themselves. They can't wait for the Biden administration to defend them.
So you think Mossad has something to do with that?
According to a couple of news reports, Mossad is implicated in this matter, but Israel has to do with what they can. Me, Israel is a big deal, you know. Anti-Semitism. The Democrat Party, I see, as expressing anti-Semitism in many forms, and pulling out of Afghanistan is not a smart idea. That's another hot issue at the White House amongst in news reports. And so the Biden administration either has no clue about the importance of keeping some maintaining a force in Afghanistan, or there's, you know, some sinister agenda to undermine the influence of America, and we see this playing out in many ways, don't we?
We're watching the president at Arlington Cemetery walking through the grave sites here. He obviously has not been to Arlington Cemetery before because he doesn't know how to walk through the grave sites here. He's walking on top of the graves right now. But he didn't know
that. I heard about that. Very appalling that he would be there. And really, it's an affront to the American military. The soldiers have lost their lives for him to be there. Kind of reminds me of him going to Gettysburg last October to try to play off Lincoln's character, you know?
Yeah, you got to borrow integrity wherever you can get it. Dr. Harper, my friend, thank you for checking in with us today.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you a lot, Dan. Thank you much for giving me the opportunity to give you an update. So.
You got it. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
Before I go into this break, let's play this piece where the mayor is talking about the fact that it was a license plate stop.
Joining us now, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott. Can you tell us why Dante Wright was stopped in the first place? There's been conflicting stories about that. Can we just get that straight on the record from you? Why was he stopped?
Well, initially, Dante Wright was stopped due to expired registration tabs on his license plates.
Mm-hmm. And
so that... There you go, Tiger. I wanted you to hear that so you know what the beginning was. And not the air freshener. That was some tough on call to the mom. Let's do this. Go back to Ben Crump. Dante Wright, the stop that happened and then the shooting. Listen to the tone. Listen to the tone. Listen to the how they explain this.
Mr. Crump, I want to talk about the shooting of Dante Wright for a second. The officer who fired the shot, Kim Potter, a veteran officer, resigned yesterday. What do you make of that decision?
Well, like Dante's family, we don't think it's fair that she can kill him and say, I made a mistake, and then resign and keep all her benefits, all her pensions. Now, she should be held accountable to the full extent of the law. The fact that she's a 26-year veteran who, Gail, Tony, Anthony, she was training officers.
Yes.
Her shooting weapon is on her dominant hand side. Her taser is on her non-dominant hand side. The duty weapon weighs 2.6 pounds. The taser wears 8 ounces. The taser has a very bright yellow strip on it. The gun is all black. And I'm sorry, she did not have to even tase this young man. It was a misdemeanor warrant. They always do the most engaging, the most excessive use of force when it's a marginalized minority. And George Floyd, they could have given him a ticket for this allegation of a $20 fraudulent bill. They could have given him a ticket. They did not have to arrest him. But when it's black people, they seem to engage in the most excessive force, just like the lieutenant in Virginia.
I want to know how many people that have passed $20 phony bills have gotten a ticket versus how many got arrested. Where I came from and dealing with the Secret Service, passing a $20 phony bill, that was serious stuff. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Boy, you're gonna carry that way.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Wednesday. Are you feeling lucky? Well, you need to get in the Sweet Creek Farm Market, get back to drawing, or the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. We'll do that drawing tomorrow, 105. Not many people in there. So you need to get in there. Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. John Williams and the team up on the mountaintop. Need to give them a call, 567-9000. Make your next move your best move. Call Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Alice, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Dan. Afternoon, how are you?
I'm good. Afternoon to you.
Well, great. Sound good. Hey, you know, I've been listening to all this, you know, and I keep hearing the same old thing over and over. George Floyd and Officer Chauvin had a history. They worked at a nightclub. You hear there's a police officer testifying now with his body cam footage from a couple of years ago, I believe, pulled over a vehicle and George Floyd was a passenger, seemed to be under, you know, distress, medical distress of some sort. You know, to me, this is my opinion. The only facts and the only thing that matters is what happened in that moment.
Okay.
Not 10 years, you know what I'm saying? So you look at it, especially this latest one where she pulls the gun. You can obviously see it's a gun. 26 years. What happened in that moment? Obviously, she got confused, you know, and, you know, it's just, I think we need to pay attention to the facts of that day. What happened that when the police showed up?
Yeah, good point. Well, and what part of the resisting arrest play in this whole thing?
Yeah, well, see, all of that happened right there. So you got all of that on police body cam. So yes, he was resisting arrest. Yeah, that's the reason this latest guy got pulled over. You know, he had warrants out for it.
Well, he had an expired tag, and then when they ran his license, he had a warrant out. And
right.
A bench warrant failure to appear.
Right. But there's a lot of things to take into consideration, like I've heard too, Officer Steve saying, training, you know, maybe they should go back and do some more training. I don't know. But, you know, it seems to be happening a lot where if you just sit there and just be quiet, keep your hands, be compliant, and if you disagree, just you can fight. You fight that battle another day in court.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do the fighting there. Do the fighting in court.
Right, exactly. So you have to ask, why? why did the kid pull it out of the handcuffs and jump in the car? Well, because he was fixing to be arrested. I mean, no one wants to get arrested, but still, he would be alive if he just let him cuff him, arrest him, and, you know.
Right. And again, it was a failure to appear on a weapons charge and using it in a domestic relationship.
Exactly. And like I said, they all have history. I understand. Take that in consideration. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But in that moment, you need to, what are the facts in that moment that led up to that person being shot by the police officer?
That's a good point.
So, you know, I hope we don't see it anymore, but I'm afraid we're going to. I don't know what's happened to our society.
Let me tell you, as long as you're resisting arrest, and I played the Jacob Blake thing yesterday, and whether you're looking at Ferguson or Jacob Blake or this situation, resisting arrest is not a smart thing to do.
No. No. I mean, you're pulled over, you take the keys out, put them on the dash, put your hands on the steering wheel, and just sit there until they let the officer, you know, tell you what he wants to do. Because, you know, I'm sure what he's asking you to do is to keep him and you safe, both of you safe.
Yeah, because he didn't know what's going on with this person.
No.
He just pulled over.
Exactly. And if you start moving around, going down under the seat, you don't do that. Just sit quietly. But they can't seem to do that. I don't understand what's happened in our society. It's just right when they're pulled over, they just start arguing right away.
Well, and again, the guy knows he's going to go to jail. The police officer just knows it's for a bench warrant that a failure to appear. The guy knows what it was for, though. He knows it's for a case against him. And it was a pretty serious case. And so Gail King says, well, it was a misdemeanor. Well, it was a misdemeanor for a bigger crime because it's a failure to appear. And those are two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to wonder, I guess, being under the influence of something, the illegal substance can play a role in them fighting back. I mean, you got three police officers. Why do you want to resist arrest? One of you with three of them, you know.
So are you talking about shoving? Are you talking why?
Well, both of them. The latest and that. You got to wonder, was this last kid under the influence of something? Or was he just trying to get the heck out of there because he knew what kind of trouble he was in?
Yeah, I think it was he was trying to get the heck out of there.
Yeah. And there was one in Nashville months ago where the officer pulled over the lady. She was in a car that was registered to a supposed drug dealer. You know, he had drug charges. He wasn't in the car. She was. She starts, you know, getting in a fight with him and whatever. And she shoots him, and he shoots her. She shoots the police officer, and he shoots her, and she drives off. And then later crashes a car and dies from the gunshot. And the officer lived. Thank goodness. It hit him, I guess, in the, you know, either shoulder or the vest. But that happened not long ago. You didn't hear about it in the news. I think it was on Greg Kelly on Newsmax.
Yeah, I did not see that one.
Yeah.
Alice, I got to fly here, buddy. You have a good one.
All right, man. Well, you have a good one too, Dan.
Thanks. Going to be back. Paul Ken after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. 272-9228. That's where we are. So the phone's going to go to Paul. Paul, how are you, my friend?
How are we, Brother Dan?
Doing good. And you?
I am well. I've managed to stay dry from the showers.
Is it raining? Is it already started raining?
Well, when I parked a big truck at the shop, it come up a little shower before I got out to the fuel island. I thought to grab my raincoat, and time I got the raincoat on, quit. So,
I hate it when that happened.
Well, the other side of that story is I've left the raincoat in my car before and went ahead to the fuel island, and then it just come a downpour, and there I am.
There you go. Get stuck there. So what's on your mind today, Paul?
Well, before I get long-winded, can I get in on both drawings?
Give me a month and day of birth.
8/14.
You are in, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Now, ever since I have started listening to y'all, I listen to from Greg in the morning, the joy to you, on my way home for the most time. Like right now, I'm in Hope Pool to get gas, and I'm like, I'm not getting out till I talk to Dan.
There you go.
I love y'all's shows since I have found them. I wish y'all was on at night, but hey, I've got to listen to the other one during that time. But your audiences are so well informed for the most part. I learned so much stuff. I don't listen to I hardly watch TV at all. The news that I get mostly comes from the radio and from y'all's talk shows. And for the different people that call in, I have learned so much about these two cases up in Minnesota and the surrounding area of Minneapolis. And to think that when I was an OTR driver, I used to go up there quite a bit. And I never saw nothing like that while I was in that area. And I was up there quite a bit. I am grateful that it didn't happen.
All right. Now, to get back to the case at hand and local, I do have a concealed permit to carry, but I do not even carry locally because I'm not in Montgomery enough to warrant me to carry my firearm. I leave home down the country. I come to work. But however, if I did carry and I am legal, if I get pulled over for whatever reason, I'm not going to start volunteering no more information than what the officer is asking me, okay? First and foremost, you get pulled over for a reason. Like the gentleman just said, if you're in the wrong, take your citation. If you have warrants from something else, you already know you're guilty. You know you're about to be arrested and go back to the pokey. I don't understand. I don't understand for the life of me why people think that if they run, they're going to get away. All they're doing is piling on more legalism that they have now got to deal with, and they're probably going to have to hire an attorney for legal services.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why I went ahead and did what I did about the drawings, because I tend to get along with it since I'm getting more used to talking to you guys.
No, you're doing good.
First time I called you, I was talking with Joey, and I was wondering when to make a comment, and I can't talk to Dan. But look.
Why is everybody scared of me?
Well, I mean.
Hey, watch it.
it's not the fact that I'm scared of you, Dan. It's the fact that you guys, Joey and Greg, are the first time I've ever called into a talk show. I've been listening to the late night show, God, since the days of Art Bell. I have never called in. Anybody knows how long back Art Bell's been? Well, he's dead now, but I've been listening to that show for 20 plus years. I've never called him. Here I am. I've been listening to you guys, I think, maybe 2 months now. And y'all's subjects hit so close to home with the material that could happen here. And for the simple fact that I guess these crazies have not come down far enough south because they realize, hey,
they're not messing with people in Hope Hall. People in Hope Hall are way too well armed, you know?
Well, it's like this. I heard someone make mention that if you people think that you're going to come to the South and start doing some of the same trash that you do up there, and you're going to go out in the country, we got people that go out in the freezing rain, climb a tree, and sit in it for hours.
To shoot something.
For a shot.
There you go, shooting something.
And you're going to come down here and do what?
There you go.
But that's getting off subject, but it's making the point of what you brought up as well. They don't want none of it because the simple fact, they think that whether in these major metropolis, I can't say it, I'm stuttering, they think that they're going to get off scot-free. And so far, they have. All right? When it was going on under my president's watch, he offered them, I will send in the guard. No. All right? Now they're using it. What is the difference? Somebody please tell me. Because it's not my president?
Yeah, exactly. That's because it's not Trump. I mean, they have the largest... Right now in Minneapolis, they have the largest presence of National Guard in the history of Minnesota. They also have the largest presence of state troopers in the history of Minnesota in Minneapolis right now.
And please, somebody tell me why. Because of what you have allowed to happen. And we can take that same scenario to Portland. Why did you allow that to happen? You're not the only people that live in this city. This wasn't your money that you lost, that you allowed to be destroyed. This was hard-working citizens who was making a way, taxpayers' money that you wasted. And, oh, God, don't get me started on taxpayers' money. me and Joy already talked about that, about the attempts that they did on my president to impeach him.
Yes,
why ain't somebody going? Why ain't somebody being made to pay that money back to the taxpayers? But I'll give somebody else a chance.
Oh, you did a good job, buddy.
we both know I get long-winded. Plus, I do stutter from time to time, and I'm gonna.
No, you did great. You did great. You did great, my friend. Make sure you call back, okay?
I will, Dan. I will. Enjoy it, brother.
Thanks, Ken. Welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Wednesday.
Hey there, Dan-O.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I have a repeat CT to prove it. But I can proudly report that what I've been dealing with for 3 months is benign. And hopefully the important thing is proved that I can, something I can live with for now and not die from now. So
that's a good thing. I like to hear that kind of news.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the day you come back well and healed and with a jawbone stronger than an ass.
I may be one, and I'll see what I can do to do that.
Well, you'll be in a lot of people's prayers, as you know, and until you get through this. I'm calling for one reason. That's to thank Rodney. Calling. Rodney sees things pretty clearly, like we all try to do. He and I may disagree on whether an individual currently undergoing trial for a serious charge is either guilty or not guilty. I prefer to let the 12 or 15 people that have been charged with that responsibility, plus a judge and numerous lawyers on both sides. That's their job, and they'll arrive at a just decision, I pray. And I truly think they will. I think the majority, vast majority of the time, they do. You have to trust the system. The system, however, has... I think the problem with some of these younger and middle-aged guys getting in trouble, Rodney, and for you and me to realize some of it is a perversion of what was known as civil disobedience. But in the days of civil disobedience, you never saw anybody assault, or very, very rarely, assault a police officer, let alone shoot a police officer, threaten a police officer. Demonstrations, which are fine to make a point, were never meant to deteriorate into rioting, breaking and entering, destruction of property, arson, setting businesses on fire, stealing. That was never Dr. King's admonishment or instruction. And what's going on now, beyond what Dr. King preached, is an absolute perversion, and it's illegal. Multiple illegalities being committed, and those have to be adjudicated by the same system that's adjudicating some of the tragic responses to that. But we have to trust the system. If not, we don't have a system, and what might replace it is for sure not up to the par that all of us have been taught about and experienced and come to rely on. So I appreciate him calling in. He's very level-headed and has some words of wisdom that some of our younger people really ought to listen to.
Well, I appreciate your telephone call. You and I are of the age. Could you imagine the Chicago Democratic Convention in 1968, that people would have fired fireworks into that police brigade and those National Guard troops on that night in July? It was bad enough, but it would have been horrendous if they would have done that. Same thing with Kent State, same thing with Alabama. I mean, they're firing fireworks that have M80 type detonators on there and blowing it up right next to the police officers. That's incredible.
Yeah. Firing it directly at the the police officers or the guardsmen or the soldiers. That's an open invitation to chaos, number one, and could prove to be very injurious to your health.
Well, they don't seem to be doing anything about it.
It's absolutely stupid to invite that sort of thing. And more people need to speak out about it. But I'm not going to speak out about what's going on at the court because I'm not in the court. I've not heard the testimony. There are people being paid to do that, who are commissioned to do that. And God love them. I'll pray for them at the same time. But people have got to stop openly assaulting law enforcement officers and other individuals.
Ken, I appreciate your telephone call. I want you to have a great day. I'm glad your diagnosis is good.
Thank you, Dano.
Thank you. Are we at number three on Ben Crump? Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben Crump, Floyd and White were just stopped and arrested for very minor offenses. I've been trying to take this apart for you. Listen in.
Yeah, I think it's so important to keep reminding people that the George Floyd case started with a counterfeit bill. We don't even know if he knew it was counterfeit. And in the Dante Rice case, it started with an expired tag. They found that he had a misdemeanor, and it escalated into that. I think it's very important to remind people that these were such minor things that turned deadly so quickly. I want to talk about the families, because you represent both families, who now belong to a club that nobody wants to belong to. These are different cases, but the emotions are certainly the same, and the feelings are the same, and the circumstances are similar. It looked to me it was like a summit of sorrow to see the two families together. What did they say to each other, and how do you think that they, how did they help each other? It had to be on some level comforting to be able to talk face to face.
No, Gayle King, that's an excellent way to define it, a summit of sorrow, because George Floyd's family, about this time last year, was dealing with this unthinkable intrusion into their lives. And now they are having to tell Dante Wright's mother, father, his baby's mother, what they're going to have to endure. The assault on his character, trying to assassinate his character after they assassinated his person, but how they're going to have to grieve in the public side. You know, his mother is going to get his body back to the funeral home for the first time today. Mm. So she's dealing with that all the time, while we expect there to be some announcement whether they're going to charge the officer or not. So Philonis and Rodney and Brandon, the brothers of George Floyd, were just trying to explain to them, no matter what, you have a good support system, and every day you just try to breathe. You just try to breathe. Because there's no right or wrong in this. There's nothing fair about this.
Again, it's how much they don't know with this whole thing. Let me tell you something. A warrant, a bench warrant for failure to appear, the fact that they don't realize that he knows, Wright knew, there's a bigger issue behind that warrant than just not failure to appear. I mean, imagine that. It would have been something, well, it's a weapons charge. Or this, oh, well, he's just passing $20 bills. Well, and we don't even know if it's his. Oh, please. It's going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, boys and girls, why don't you get your calendar out? I want you to mark down April the 22nd, 7 to 8 p.m. That's when Dylan Wings is going to be doing their Facebook Live event. You can see all sorts of fun things that Dylan Wings has for Mother's Day and other special occasions. So look up Dylan Wings on Facebook, go to their live event, April 22nd, 7 to 8 p.m., and just see what they've got. You can bid on stuff. You can say, I want to buy that. And they're going to take care of it. They're going to get a gift wrap for you. To go by the store, see it, make sure you approve it, gift wrap it, boom, done. Lovely stuff from Dylan Wingsless, Lee, and Josh. Great folks. Had them in the studio. Love having them in the studio. And they're great people. Just maybe you're not going to buy something immediately. I would suggest you get to know them so they can help you on the time that you do need to go purchase something, that you have a friend, you've already built a relationship. It's important when you're going to spend that kind of money that you have someone you like, you trust. I like and I trust them. Josh and Leslie Ryder, great folks. Go by and see them. 119 Brown Springs Road. Ben Crump, Chauvin taking the stand. Now, tell me if he's not trying to inoculate himself with that. If he takes the stand, then that just kind of shows he is guilty. He's trying to con people. Listen in.
Do you think that Derek Chauvin will or should take the stand?
Well, as an attorney, Gail, we will always defer in a criminal matter never to let your client take the stand. But normally, if your client takes the stand, it is a desperate effort to try to make sure that he is somehow exonerated. So that's the only way and the only reason I would see him taking the stand, that they feel desperate.
Yeah, well, conversation for another day. We keep, these stories keep repeating. We now have another name added to the hashtag list. I'm tired of reporting them. I'm sure you're tired of trying them, being involved in it. We have to talk about systematic police reform. Really acknowledge that there's a problem in this country with the black community and the police. And most police do their job and do it well. And it's heartbreaking to me, Ben, that we have to keep having the same conversation over and over and over again, and nothing changes.
Gail, I cannot believe we're in 10 miles of where Derek Chauvin is being tried for killing George Floyd.
Yep.
It is. I can't fathom that a police officer killed another unarmed black man.
Yeah.
You would think during this time they would use the greatest standard of care.
Yes.
They would do everything to de-escalate. So I'm just heartbroken and shocked.
Versus resisting arrest, which is one factor they leave out. Okay, so I noticed something that happened this weekend. Bruce Hume is going to be talking about it. The Biden administration is trying to redefine words. Bipartisanship. They go, well, there is bipartisan support for infrastructure. And the way they come up with the new bipartisan support is not that Republican senators or members of Congress are supporting it. No, it's that they're going to come up with some phony poll that says Republicans out there, you remember this? On COVID-19, the majority of Republicans like this bill. Majority of Republicans didn't know about the bill. They liked what they heard them say about it, of the $1,400. Listen to Bruce Hume.
President Biden is aiming to redefine what bipartisan means. Let's talk about that. Senior political analyst Britt Hume is here tonight. You know, it's interesting. Administration talk about bipartisanship. Anita Dunn was quoted in this, and she said about bipartisanship that essentially it was not about the lawmakers. If you looked up bipartisan in the dictionary, I think it would say support from Republicans and Democrats. It doesn't say Republicans have to be in Congress. Well, that's new.
Well, when you're talking about bipartisanship in Congress, that's what it has always meant. So for her to say that is just one other term redefined along with infrastructure, which is now supposed to mean everything, including babies' diapers. So that is sort of where we are. Look, this is what the problem with trying to pass massive, huge measures with tiny, narrow majorities. It's not easy to do, but think of it this way, Brad. If the president is prepared to compromise with Republicans on this and with some Democrats as well on the sheer size of this bill and cut some of this ancillary non-infrastructure stuff out of it, my guess is he can get a bill. Some of the people, some of the Democrats in the House may be offended by it, but a lot of Republicans would vote for it, and their votes might, those angry Democrats' votes might be needed in the House. They would be needed in the Senate, and he can get a big bill as long as it isn't this extravaganza that he's proposed so far.
I noticed that on the Sunday shows, Rahm Emanuel, Green, Home, all those people sort of talking partisan as something different than congressional partisan support. As partisan support means we've done some phony baloney poll, which I could write a poll there to get a result out of it, and it just, it's wrong. But now they're going to redefine infrastructure also. This is very Orwellian. Is everything is being redefined. Listen in.
Well, as we saw with the COVID stimulus, there was a lot of stuff that didn't fall under COVID stimulus. And that's really lost all the Republicans. You think that he could still get a big bill if he sticks to what the definition of infrastructure is?
Yeah, well, I think if he keeps the bill within reasonable proportions, he could probably get Republican support in the Senate, which is where it's most needed. And then the question arises is whether Republicans would go along with a tax increase to pay for it, or whether the Democrats could simply ram that through under reconciliation, which requires, you know, just the barest majority, 51 votes. I don't think many Republicans would go along with that, but they might if they loved the bill. They might go along with something. You know, they won't get the full tax increase the Democrats won't get the full tax increase they want, but they might get enough to win Joe Manchin over, for example, if the tax increase were a more modest size to accommodate a more modest bill.
Even in the House, they're down to two votes now is the differential here. So they are paper, paper thin. Can we fit in the last one? Let's see, 50? Yes, we can. On Brett Hume on the Supreme Court of the United States and packing it.
We saw Senator Biden back when he was on Judiciary, and you covered him then, talk at length about not packing the court, adding justices to the Supreme Court. He talked about that numerous times. However, now he's moving forward with his commission to study just that. What do you think the outlines of that really are?
Well, I think Biden's worried about his left, and I don't think he probably wants to pack the court, but he's not going to say that publicly now because it would infuriate the left. But I think when you hand something over to a commission, that has a long history of not being the prelude to actually doing it, of being rather instead a graveyard for a measure where you can at least say you're studying it, and then, you know, you hope the whole idea kind of goes away and you won't have to actually do it. That would be my guess, but with the way Biden's been going, you never know for sure.
Yep, I think he wants to back the court.